What's up, bitches? Happy Thursday. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode. We are live, not live. I post an episode Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern. And it's always some good shit, bitch. I'm literally here to help empower you to take responsibility for where you are, to take control of your destiny. And to literally create a life that you've dreamed of. And I know you've dreamed of something better than what you have. So that's what we're trying to do. Today's episode is a listener request. So let's spill a little tea. I did a podcast yesterday. Was it yesterday? About happiness. Yes, it was yesterday. It's been a long time, you guys. 24 hours between podcasts. A lot happens. A lot happens. And in case you're wondering, Harry No Balls is home, safe, happy. Everything went really good for him. And I was super happy to pick him up. And I was just, he's fine. He's good. I don't know if I said that last night. I think maybe I did. You guys, it's fine. I did sleep between recording podcasts and I did go to Union Pier where I waited some tables tonight. I was slumming it on the server side. So, I did the podcast yesterday on happiness, and she messaged me about some confliction she has. She's fighting with her significant other, and I'm not always going to say what you guys want to hear. Okay. And maybe that's why some of you are afraid to reach out. I get that. I respect that. I can honor that. But I will say what I think you need to hear. And immediately in the message, there was a lot of blame to him of like, you know, she understood that what I tried to make clear yesterday is that other people are not responsible for our happiness. And in this message, what I read between the lines was that there was a lot of expectations still because she's like, he absolutely does nothing for me. And so my question is, if you say this about your spouse, if they do absolutely nothing for you, then why are you with them? And another thing that I want you to ask yourself if you are struggling in a partnership and the conflict we're going to talk about today, this can be like business, personal life, because I promise it's going to cross over in between the two. If you are constantly just battling with people, like butting heads everywhere you go, this is going to keep your body in a state of fight or flight. And that's going to fuck with your natural response system. Like it fucks up your nervous system. It makes you sick. It will make you sick. So we're going to get into that. But my next question is, like, what do for your spouse? What do you do for yourself? And then what do you do for them? Instead of like always looking at what your partner doesn't do, I guarantee you can shift your relationship if you start focusing on what they do. And if they don't do anything, what is it maybe that you're doing for yourself or for your partner extra to make them feel some kind of way? Is there something that you're doing? Because if you guys are lacking, if you're lacking things in your relationship, there is going to be conflict. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you right now, relationships are hard. Working for other people, fucking hard. Like the shit's hard. And if you're constantly butting heads and you're not coming to a place where you guys get along and you can meet and talk on a level playing field where you can become partners, you're going to struggle. Relationships are already hard. You've got financial problems. You've got just, first of all, men and women are night and day. So you put us in a house together to build a home, and there's going to be some issues that come up. And it's not always going to go our way. We have to learn to compromise. If you're going to be spending your life, half of your life with someone, there's got to be some compromise. It's going to be give and take. And my thing is, if you are loving yourself so completely, fully, and wholly, like self-love is where everything starts. And I know that when I was really butting heads with everyone in my life, part of the problem was that I didn't feel good about myself. My self-esteem was fucked. I didn't feel good. I wasn't treating myself good. I wasn't moving my body correctly. I was eating shit food. I didn't have energy. I had brain fog. I was frustrated. And I end up taking that out on other people. So this is another level of a conversation. If you're really struggling with your spouse, I can help you get through the conflict, but you've got to take this level of responsibility. And that means you have to own your shit. Are you treating yourself well, or are you treating yourself like shit, expecting everyone else to put pieces together to make you feel whole? And if you really are in a partnership where, you know, you're not doing shit for someone else and you're not coming together to help each other, you're not part of, you know, growing the future together, if you don't have goals that you work on, just a partnership, you guys, a real partnership, then what the fuck are you doing? If you're with someone who doesn't bring anything into your life, are you there for the comfort? Because change is scary. Ask yourself the tough questions. If there's nothing there, bitch, there's nothing there. You're not going to magically make something appear. Don't, life is too short to waste, to waste your time. And you throw in, you know, financial issues, kids, all these other things, you're going to continually just drive a wedge between you and your partner, especially if you're bringing expectations to the game. So number one, you've got to take responsibility. Take responsibility. And there's a reason that there is, you know, conflict in the first place. There's a few actions that we take that cause the dissonance, okay? If people are just in a self-serving mentality, okay? People deciding what's fair from a biased perspective, you're not going to get very far. You can't be biased in these situations. And if someone else is biased, you're not necessarily going to change their mind. There has to be a point where you agree to disagree. And if you are coming in here with your ego and you're overconfident in all the things, that's kind of like pushing, you know, a dog into a cage and cornering him, and you're going to end up getting bit. This escalates things. You bring out issues from, you know, other things. You and your partner are talking about the chore list, and then something comes up like, oh my gosh, you spent an extra $350 at Ulta. What the fuck is this? And then you start bringing in other issues instead of focusing on the real problem, right? Like, what is the core issue that you guys are struggling with? You start adding things on there, and you're going to bring this conflict. It's just going to escalate. And then you've got people that just avoid the shit altogether, meaning stuff builds up and builds up, and they're bottling up emotions, changing the issues, avoiding conversations, just even fight or flight, bitch, they're going to take off. And then there's the blame. There's the blame of like, it's his fault, it's her fault. And you go from blaming people to actually justifying your own actions. You can blame people. And if they're blaming you, you go through and you end up literally just justifying. And I promise, bitches, I don't give a fuck who you are. You could justify anything. And it's just shitty. It's a shitty move. Justifying shit ends up taking someone else's experience and pretty much gaslighting them with it. So life is not about justifying your decisions, okay? If you fuck up, you fuck up. That's it. You don't justify it like it could be worse. It could be worse. That is one of the smallest pet peeves I have with the love of my life, is that sometimes he justifies everything. And I'm just like, that's not okay. We don't just justify, because we could justify anything. I could rob a bank and justify it, right? You could justify any action you do, because in your mind, it could be worse, and sometimes that's enough. And that's not true. We want to live our best possible lives. We want to be free from the bullshit. We want to be passionate about what we're doing. We want joy. And most of all, we want peace. Living in the fight or flight, living in volatile situations and things like in the fucking drama, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And then we start saying things we don't mean. We start hurting each other. We become insulting. And this just breeds chaos. And then it ends up becoming a cycle. It becomes a cycle. So I want to take you through some things so that we can get through conflict. And this works, like I said, in a personal relationship, which is mainly where I'm geared today, is just that personal relationship. But this works for like workplace and everything. Because I know some of you bitches are at jobs you hate. And I know you work with people you can't stand. I get that. I get that. I go out into the real world too, and I have to bite my tongue more than I would like. Okay. I literally have teeth marks on my tongue from physical restraint sometimes because it doesn't, sometimes you have to choose peace over being right. And when you know people are saying some shit that's just off the wall and fucking not true, you can easily read their body language and know, like, you're not here to convince anyone of your truth. And it doesn't matter what I say. If they believe their truth, that's their truth. So it's okay if they feel like this is right for them and this needs to be what happens and this is right, I'd rather have my peace, right? Because if I say something, sometimes biting your tongue is the conflict resolution, okay? Just sometimes it is. I get that. Not the kind where you are literally selling your soul to stay quiet, because that is exhausting. And someday you are going to blow the fuck up, okay? Like, you're literally going to go postal. And that's why people do that, because they don't speak their truth. They don't get it out of their system. And I get, like, bitch, I know, like, even saying the word conflict can turn people's stomachs into knots, okay? Whether conflict involves you or not, it fucks with you. So if you're, you know, you grew up with parents that fought all the time, I guarantee you've got issues with conflict, okay? And there's a little bit of trauma there because you're gonna feel triggered. I know, like, my husband used to yell a lot, and he doesn't understand, like, the entire family would feel it and everybody would be sick and terrified. Like, he just has a really scary voice, even if he didn't mean it to be. And most of his time, like, most of the intention was not meant to be scary, but it raised everybody's heart rate. And, like, it just terrifies everyone. So the truth is, if you're in negative energy, you're going to feel this. And it's worse if it's on a personal level, because this affects your home life. It affects how you treat yourself, and it affects who you are when you show up to work. But if you can learn to resolve conflict, not just within you, but within all the relationships in your life, you have a leg up, and it's something anyone can learn and you can benefit from learning. So I hope this helps today. I hope you have some takeaways that you can use when it comes time to, you know, resolve some conflict. Most of the time, conflict is occurring because someone doesn't respond to another person's actions in the expected manner. Expected. Okay, here we are with expectations, right? Then we've got different opinions, or we've got needs that are not being met. Okay, despite the attempts to avoid a conflict, it's not always possible. But you need to learn to communicate, especially if you are in a relationship. Communicate your needs. And men, this is for you. I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to tell you something. If your girl asks for something over and over, you can't be surprised when down the road, like, if you are not responding to the request. And I'm sure this is the same for guys, but I'm a woman, so I'm speaking for my girls. If she has to consistently ask, first of all, it is tough. It is tough because if we have to ask for something, it's kind of frustrating. Like, there should be some things we don't have to ask for, right? And I'm sure men feel the exact same way. So I think the rules in any relationship is that you make it clear of, like, look, I don't want to ask for this. I just want you to do this. And we need to be able to say that to each other to have our needs met. So she's fighting with her spouse. I want to make sure, like, you guys are clearly communicating your needs. And the truth is, men, if you are not meeting these needs after several requests, there's something very scary that women do, okay? This is what happens. They talk to you. You have these emotional conversations. You get mad because she's crying. Well, I promise you, as long as she's having those conversations and in there engaged emotionally, you have a fighting chance. But that time, that last time she asked for something, and there are no tears, no emotions, I can promise you, she's literally just checking out. Just checking out. It blows my mind how many guys feel blindsided by divorce, okay? There are hints. If she's asking for something, meet the need. That's it. And women, stop with the unrealistic expectations. He's not going to read your mind. He really, truly isn't. So ask for what you need. You can avoid conflicts with this. And that means, like, you have to respect and honor meeting his needs as well. You guys have to carve time for each other. This is a priority. You're the foundation. I don't care how many fucking kids you have. Because the end of the day, the kids are not ours. They're going to grow up and move out and do their own thing. And then what's left? The two of you. How do you navigate through that? You practice now. What's it like just being the two of you? I know this is something that my husband and I literally cannot wait for. I mean, we are counting down the day. Every single night, it's like looking at, you know, the kids in the bed. I know emotionally I'm still going to be wrecked when the last kid moves out, but trust me, I will have plenty of ways to occupy myself because we are just like stacking up the I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait for the time that it's just the two of us. I'm obsessed with him. And I think sometimes he feels the same way. But listen, you just have to be honest and open in communication. Okay. So let's talk about some techniques you can use to help you with conflict. Okay. Something that I have used in my relationship, and this has been a very important thing, and it's one of the keys for us. Okay. And bitch, I'm not talking like we have some perfect fucking thing. Okay. So I don't ever want you to think that like, I don't come from a place of perfection. I come from a mess. I know the shit. I know the struggles because we've been through the fucking fire. Okay. We've been through the mud. We've been through the shit. We went through some really toxic points. I think that we are both just coming to this level of maturity and we still have issues. Literally last week, he let his emotions stock up instead of communicating effectively. He blows up and then I'm crying and then there's just whatever and we have to figure out a way towards it. But something I do when I know he's feeling kind of the weight of the world is break the tension. Okay? Laughter is our thing. Like we laugh and we laugh a lot and sometimes it's at the expense of other people and fuck it, bitch. Like that's, you guys are the pillow talk, right? Like this is where you're allowed to have the safety outlet. Like this is your safety net. You guys should be able to fall into each other's arms, literally best fucking friends. We've got that on lock, no matter what, best fucking friends. And we laugh a lot. So when I know he's really stressed out, I can send a meme. And there's a lot of times where I know that I have made him laugh out loud. Like if he's stressed at work and we're, you know, we have some tension and bitch, you know, nobody wants to be at work if you're not getting along with your spouse. Okay. Do something that's going to make them laugh. Do something out of character. Break the tension. It's not going to solve the problem, but it gives you guys a chance to take a break from the anger so you could gather your thoughts, cool down, and then you work towards a solution. And sometimes this is another thing that I'm really learning and I haven't practiced it very often, but I have used it. Is really just talking to your partner of like, if they have a problem or something's going on, you just say, do you want sympathy or do you want solutions? That's a really great question to use with each other. Whatever you're going through, do you just need someone to hold you and tell you it's going to be okay and that it fucking sucks and that you want to blow up the building too? Fuck yes. Or do you really like, look, I need some solutions. This isn't working for me. You know, I need some solutions. If you're like, oh my gosh, like just say like if it's something at work, find the company policy. I know a lot of you work in, you know, the 9 to 5, you're in the biz world. Go to the handbook. That helps a lot of problems. Just go back to the rules of whatever is happening and do not put off conflict, okay? Don't try to save it for a convenient time. Literally, as soon as possible, do it. And the first step you're going to take is to identify the core problem. Something that this is a constant with my husband because we have 6 kids and I work doing 100 things. He works a full-time job. Plus I'm bartending. Plus I homeschool. Plus we have animals. Like we just have a lot. Okay. And we're both very much like we like to stay at home. Okay. We're hermits, truly. And especially when I'm going through that season of like, I break up with alcohol and I don't want to go out. I am triggered. I'd rather just stay home and stay sober. I'm a homebody. And so is he. We like our routine. But what happens is that we don't get that time with each other. And that is something he really, really needs. And sometimes he is getting better at this, but sometimes he just doesn't communicate that he needs time with me. He doesn't communicate that. He just starts being a dick and he starts getting mad and he, you know, starts picking a fight, and then he'll escalate it because he brings in things that don't matter. And then at the end of the day, after he has chased his own tail with this little fight, then we finally identify the problem. He's like, I just need time with you, not getting enough time with you. Right. So then he has to state his needs. I need to spend time with you. And it's possible the person who's mad doesn't really know what the problem is. So keep a list if your needs are not being met. It's that love language thing like I was talking about yesterday. And, you know, it's easier for me to kind of go through. I'm a few seasons ahead of my husband in my growth in this personal journey. I actively push myself, and he's not always where I'm at. So I can live without my love languages being met because I really, really spend that time falling in love with myself. Like, if I'm being so good to myself, I'm not taking it personal if he's not filling my emotional needs, right? For him, on the other hand, he's still working on that self-love relationship. So if he's not getting his love languages met, like if I'm not rubbing his back, he's a touch person. If I'm not doing those things, he takes it very, very personal, very personal. And then, it, you know, he's not stating his needs when it's necessary. So it is really just about communication, figuring out what the real problem is. You're mad at work. Like, I had a really shitty attitude bartending, okay? Really shitty. Like, I was not happy for about 3 solid weeks. And I'm like, I'm going to quit this job. I'm going to quit. Why am I here? I wanted to get out of the house, and I felt like I was being taken advantage of. I didn't feel like I was getting paid for the work I was doing hourly. Okay. So one day I finally just went into the office and I literally said, okay, this isn't working for me. This needs to happen, or I would like this to happen. And I said it nice and respectfully, in that I understand you're running a business. I understand this is what has to happen, but if I'm not getting more money, then this is going to be what needs to happen, because I'm not happy. And wouldn't you know that after that conversation, everything changed and I got what I needed. I didn't have to walk around being a dickhead for 3 weeks. Okay. I was resenting myself. I was resenting the place. I wasn't happy. It was an immature move on my part. Absolutely. In my defense, the manager wasn't there. Like, for 2 weeks, I didn't get a chance to talk to her. And then when she wasn't feeling good, and it just was a bad time. So the time came, I had the communication, and the conflict has been resolved, and it's okay. But you have to communicate. You have to ask for what you want. If you feel like you're not getting paid what you're worth at work, all you can do is ask. Ask. Go with the confidence in that this is what I need, you know? Maybe someone's cranky because they're not getting enough sleep. This is part of that self-love, self-care. If you're not taking care of yourself, you really can't give yourself to anyone else. And that is my problem as well. I'm an 8-hour-a-night kind of person, and I can feel those nights I don't get that 8 hours, I am a little edgy. I'm definitely not like the ball of peace I usually am. So that's a thing. You know, you never know what someone is going through. Maybe you're fighting with someone at work and you don't know what they're doing at home. Like, do they have someone at home that's really sick? And, you know, do they have a handicapped child that's, you know, taking a lot of their time and energy? Understand, like, you guys communicating your needs, this reduces anger. Communication. We have to start seeing each other as people. We're all going through our own shit. We all have our own brain to live with. That's a whole entire fucking thing, all and in a, like, itself. That's a whole fucking thing. And you have to clarify your understanding. Once you identify a problem, then start communicating with, you know, use a fucking drive-through method, right? Like, raise your hand. One person gets to talk about their side of the issue and express their feelings. And then the other person kind of repeats back to them what they understood. Not defensive, not posted up, not taking it personal. Just understand, do you hear what they're saying? Then the first person might add more information. They might explain something more. They might bring more clarification. When the first person has said everything they need to say, then it's the other person's turn. And you repeat the process with the second person describing their side. Once you both have the side of the issue, okay, you've got to put your ego to the side. This is that part of the conversation where you can't come in thinking that you know everything and your way is the highway, okay? Everybody's entitled to their own fucking feelings. I did not learn this till I was 40 years old, that it's so easy to just ignore people's feelings because, my kids would say they went through something and I'm like, oh my God, that's not what I, you know, that's not how I meant that. Maybe that's not how I meant it, but that sure is the fuck how they felt, right? It is the hardest for us to understand that people are entitled to how they feel, even if that wasn't our intention. They still get that. And so now that you've both talked about what's bothering you, let's resolve the conflict. Let's find a solution. Let's make a plan. What can be done so that both of you are satisfied with the outcome? And I know I'm a prideful person, and that fight or flight, if you've been living in that fight or flight, running is easy. Walking away from a relationship is easy. Staying to keep working through it, that's the challenge. So what can be done so that both of you are satisfied with the outcome? How can the two of you work together to fix the problem? And if you can't fix this issue right away, what can you do to work towards something? When you're both intent on finding a solution and not worrying about arguing or fighting, you find the solution. And you guys have to follow through. You have to follow through. My husband and I literally, I've got to do check-ins with him. Like, are we on the same page? Let's do a check-in. How are you feeling? What's going on? You know, if you guys make a plan and you're not going to adhere to it, then you're going to take a chance of the problem reappearing. That's it. And you're going to increase the possibility of one person feeling like they were just being placated, okay? We're not trying to belittle what people are thinking and feeling. This is tricky business. The key is to diffuse conflict effectively and quickly. The sooner it's diffused, the sooner you work on that resolution, and it's a win-win. Relationships are not easy. Take responsibility for where you are and give people the space to have their own experience. That doesn't always feel good. It's one of those things, like I said, you can either, you know, have peace or be right. And that in marriage, I'm going to say within relationships, sometimes that is the key of like, pick your battles. We do that with our kids. Pick your battles. I don't look in my kids' room anymore because I'm tired of the repetitive clean your room, clean your room, clean your room. I just don't look in there anymore because I don't want that to be the fight. It's enough that I fight with them about their time on electronics or their junk food obsessions or, you know, whatever it is. I pick my battles. You've kind of got to do that in marriage too. That is part of the sacrifice. I guarantee everybody has a little give and take in the relationship. Otherwise, it's just off balance. It's not going to work anyway, right? So I want you to ask yourself, in this relationship where you are dealing with the conflict, the fight or flight, and honestly, if drugs or alcohol are involved, I mean, that is the hardest part right there. That was where a lot of the toxic issues with my husband and myself were happening, because he just, hard alcohol was like a light switch for him. And it brought out a side of him that was not okay. And we came to a point in our relationship where there had to be a choice of like, the hard alcohol, if you really want this in your life, I understand that, I respect that, but we can't stay together. That's all. That's all. And we had to make a choice. And that day he chose. But I guarantee we would still be in conflict. We would still be fighting. We would be toxic. It would not be okay had that not been something that we came in agreement upon. Either we wouldn't be together and he would, you know, probably be dead of like an alcohol overdose, or, you know, we'd be in a very toxic, volatile situation. So I'm hoping that drugs and alcohol are involved in this specific situation for my beautiful friend. If that's the case, then you need to seek help for that. Okay. And I know, as hard as it sounds, like, you can't take things personal when people have, you know, a vice like that, when they are on something that completely changes who they are and how they act and how they treat people. You can't take that shit personally because it's not personal. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. they're not loving themselves. So they absolutely have no space to love you or anyone around them. Okay. So your job right now is to love you enough to either set boundaries or get out. You know, choose the things that are going to bring you peace and joy. And if you're with someone that you know wouldn't choose, you know, giving up a drug habit for your relationship, then find the you that knows that you wouldn't even think twice about deserving that. I mean, honest to God, what would you tell your best friend, right? Like, bitch, tell that boy bye, right? He's gone. You could do so much better. There are so many options out there for you. You just have to find you. And if you can just take this massive responsibility and know that you're putting the 100% in a relationship, this could change any relationship. If you stop waking up every day and thinking about all the shit that pisses you off or annoys you, if you just wake up and think about one thing you're grateful for with your spouse, and you could just start there, day one, think of one thing that you love about them. I promise you see them different and their energy is going to respond to you different. Day two, think of two things that you really love about your spouse. What is it that they do that you love? Start focusing on what they do that you love and you get more of that. That's 100%. The law of attraction, okay? It works in every area of your life. It's not just, you know, the things. It's not just like the jobs and the houses and the cars and the babies and all the things. It's how people treat and respond to you in a relationship. What you focus on, you bring upon. Focus on the magic in your relationship and it's going to come to you. And you can't focus on the magic if you're not loving yourself, because you're just going to be in your head. You're going to be in your head about all your insecurities, all your bullshit, hating yourself, hating the decisions you're making. So God forbid someone steps into your energy, they're not going to feel good either. And they're going to be defensive and posted up, and they're going to have their little fight and flight response going. And it's just toxic. Self-love is something that ails a lot of things. It is like the healer of all, because self-love means no one gets to love you less than you love yourself. Stop expecting people to pick up the slack. We get lazy, we get complacent, and then, you know, someone comes and they wow us for 5 minutes, because, you know, in the beginning, it's always a wow. But when the real shit comes, we have to love ourselves in the space where other people don't have the capacity to do so. That's it. I love you, bitches. Happy Thursday. I'm going to bed. Good night.